Hello, this is Andrew with SDHI.
Hey, it's Amy.
All right. Yeah, I clicked on your link, same thing.
Really?
Sitemap.com.
I don't know why it's doing that, because it's showing me perfectly. That's so strange. Did you open an incognito window? I wonder why it's not working. Let me report it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. It is very weird. Hold on, let me report this. Maybe go like this.
Of course, right, when you're trying to show things off.
You know? I'm like, oh my gosh, guys. Okay.
No other way it could be.
This website is opening for me, but not for our prospect. It says,
so I just responded with a screenshot for you.
Found. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put that. That's super helpful. Appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wait for it to come in.
But ultimately, I understand what you're getting at. I think the landscaping website, you know, gives me a good overview. It shows me a good difference between the basic site, like the Studio 1622, right, versus the more robust dynamic site.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my site probably lands somewhere in between them, right?
Right.
And I think ultimately I don't mind administering it for now, so I think I'm going to hold off on the admin side for the site. But at what point then do you give me like the keywords, and is that?
Oh, we give you the keywords shortly after the client onboarding call. We text and email them out to you. These are the determined keywords based on the call that we had with you. We give them to you pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
Here we go.
All right.
The picture. Okay. Copy. Let's pop it in here. Let me go. Oh. No, 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 Batman. Where is it? Okay, there it is. Here we go. Come on. That's taking forever to load. Okay. Still taking a long time. Just open up. Okay. So, do you have any other questions for me, or what are you thinking?
I think I'm good. I think we're ready to move forward. I'm just trying to think through at what point do I pick my services? Like, I'm assuming you have like a general list that I look through and then I select, or
you have during client onboarding, we go through the services that you're providing. Okay.
Okay.
We go through the services with you. The technician is going to verify, okay, she put here in the notes that you're offering X, Y, Z, L-M-N-O-P, right? And you're going to say, yes, I'm offering that. I have a heavy emphasis on this or on that or whatever the case is, right? And then as we go through those items, then we will tell you, okay, based on everything, these are the keywords that we've determined for you. Ultimately, you are the decider of all the keywords and services. You're the one that gets to pick everything ultimately and make sure that you're completely satisfied with everything. I literally had a guy in Louisiana, and he was an old, good old boy, Southern boy, and I can say that because I'm from the South. And he said, Miss Amy, I want my keywords to say kitchen redid. And I said, come again. And he said, kitchen redid. That's how they say it down here. And I said, okay. And sure enough, we did it as kitchen redid, and it worked out for him. And he was in charge of that. Now, would we have ever recommended that? Absolutely not. But it worked for him, and it was his area. So the reason I say that is, and that's an absolute true story. The reason I say that is because A, it's an absolute true story. It's hilarious. But B, because it shows you that ultimately you're in complete control in the driver's seat on this. We want this campaign to work. We are the experts. We know how to make it work for you. But ultimately, you know your business model. You know what it is that you want. You know what it is that you need. So if there are certain things that you want, we're not going to argue with you about them, you know?
Yeah, definitely. No, I like that. And then let's say I start off with smaller, right? So we start off a little bit smaller, and I start to grow. As I'm growing, how do I add new services?
Oh, anytime. You can contact us through Client Dashboard. We have live chat with the Client Dashboard. You can contact us phone call, email, text message. Don't send a smoke signal, because I'm pretty sure that it's not going to get through. But outside of that, yeah, we have every, you can contact us anytime to change keywords. Keywords are made live changes within 24 to 48 hours across all destinations.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. That makes
sense. Yeah.
All right. So then, how soon would I be hearing from the client onboarding person?
Oh, okay. So you and I will go through billing now, and then I'll go ahead and schedule your client interview. If you have time now, I can actually ask for a live transfer and have them take care of it now.
For the client onboarding?
Uh-huh.
Let's schedule for another day, like maybe in a day or two, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
How
okay.
Long yeah.
Client
yeah, let's
onboarding.
Let's get that one.
Cool. So for your account purposes, what is your last name?
Lenius, L-E-N-I-U-S.
I-S. Okay. And then, hold on a second here. Let me go back. Okay. One of my coworkers, well, she mentioned to me, she said that it may be an IP address thing. And I said, but why? Because you're in the U.S., so I don't understand why you would – I don't understand how it would be an IP address thing, but I put it out there why you are not able to see that website.
Yeah, it could be. So ultimately it works through what is the domain name registration, the DNS servers, and it could be something with my provider that is possible.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're pretty well versed in a lot of this stuff, Andrew.
I used to do IT support for 23 plus years and customer service before that. And you know,
oh, I see. Okay.
That's where I'm like starting a new company. I'm making a change, getting away from the computer, hands-on, making things. Right. So that's the change. And that's why I'm a little... like, let's go a little slow here. You know, I'm just shifting careers, doing different things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to grow appropriately, right? Little slow to start and then get to a running pace.
That's okay. That's perfect. So I've got the business address with a home office at 60 Crown Point North, Pittsford, Vermont, 05763. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And
so
then...
again, so that's my home, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal house. I have an office here. But it's not a spot that we would be, like, asking clients to come to, right?
Correct. And that's why I asked that question, is because we're going to keep your physical address hidden on Google, because you're not going to have clients coming there. We want to keep that information protected. So I've got that here. And then I'm taking a look. So... the services that you're providing, obviously you're doing handyman and home improvement, and then I see the keywords and services that you have listed on here. Landscaping, painting, plumbing, general maintenance, flooring, fencing, electrical, drywall, and doors. So I see all of like the subcategories, as it were, as well. These are all the services, correct?
That's correct.
Is there any other services outside of this that you're offering or that you want to showcase?
What's the website again? Let me take a look. No, I think this is a good start.
Okay. Then that's probably literally what we're going to go with. Home improvement. Okay. We've got that. Perfect. Oh, shikes. I hate it when it does that. Nope. Do it correctly, please. you know, the thing about computers is they only do what we tell them to.
Most of the time.
Yeah. It's true. It's so true, you know. But I'm grateful for spell check. Today I can't even spell handyman properly. Oh,
well, everybody has their moment.
You know. Now, did you say that you do have the Facebook page that you've set up?
I do.
Okay. I'm gonna, and it's is it under Spotted Dog Home Improvement LLC, or is it under the acronym?
You should be able to actually find it with both, but look for Spotted Dog Home Improvement.
Found it. Perfect. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and clean this so that they can send you the invitation during client onboarding. Yes. Okay. And you've chosen not to use the website at this point, right? Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Now, if you change your mind, make sure that you contact me directly so I can honor the price point, because usually it's like a $250 upsell, okay?
Got it.
And you want to target 20-mile radius, or you want to go out further?
Let me pull it up again.
I'm just giving an overall of miles, and they're going to get into the more specifics during client onboarding.
Yeah, let's do 20 miles. I think that's good for now.
Okay. Hours of operation, when do you want to
Vermont.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead. Yep. No, go ahead.
I was going to say hours of operation, when do you want the phone call?
Let's do 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Anything on the weekends?
Yeah. No, because I think at this point the weekends will be overflow jobs and whatnot, so it's just Monday through Friday is good for now. I can adjust this later, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. You can absolutely adjust it anytime you want. Okay, so you want client onboarding. What day and time do you want client onboarding? Calls start as early as 10 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. They are done in 1-hour increments, so 10 to 11, 11 to 12, so on and so forth. The last one is between 6 and 7 p.m.
Got it. Give me a sec. Let's do Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And can we do noon?
Yep. I'm going to lock it in now. You'll get an invitation just like you did with the last one. It's going to say local/CIEN for client interview English with your phone number and your first and last name. And, Andrew, this is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. So you will get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. In the event that you're not able to keep the appointment time for any reason, please call or text back so we can reschedule it right away. Also, please note that we will be calling between the hour of 12 and 1. It may be 12 o'clock on the dot. It may be 12:02. It may be 12:10. It may be 12:15. But we will call between 12 and 1.
Got it.
Okay?
That's good.
Okay. And then, okay, I've got all that. And then the form of payment you're using, is it, does it have a middle initial on it, or is it just your first and last name?
It does. So it's Andrew R. Lenius.
Okay. I got Amy R. too. I got Ray.
Similar.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This will be my do you do American Express or no?
We do, Amex. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep, absolutely. Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 37298537710007.
Expiration month and year?
September of 29.
4-digit code on the front?
9039.
All right. I'm going to also set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Actually, no, let's back that up. You said first. Let's do first pass. Let's do my
which
first
is?
Pass name.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel.
Okay. Now, we set that to protect your proprietary information. Please note that I'm going to read a voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money to produce anything than what's already been agreed upon. In the event that you were to get a call from somebody requesting money that has not asked for your security question, please ask for it. Because that is going to be a very strong indicator that it's not us. They will hang up the phone pretty much immediately because they're a scam call. So if you have any questions during voice verification, please feel free to stop me so that I may address it for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Yep, it's Spotted Dog Home Improvement, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Lenius, business owner.
Andrew, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I do.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 11th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived at this point. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 11th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. Andrew, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now,
Thank you. You're
very welcome. The next thing that we're going to do is you should have received an email that says initial invoice. It's from Local Splash Support, mm-hmm. Initial invoice. Please open that up.
Looking at it now for the
fifth line down, it's going to say click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah. There we go.
And then once you open that up, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things that may or may not be included with your package. Okay. Now, if there's an asterisk by it for Google Guarantee, Google Ads, obviously those are things that we discussed very briefly. We would go into further detail if you chose to add them to your program. As you scroll down to the very bottom, you're going to see a list of the items that are actually included, which is the local SEO services as well as the Facebook ads. Now, these items have been explained in detail, and you will have access to the terms and conditions from the client dashboard after you sign them as well. So it's not like this is the only time you ever get to see this kind of stuff, okay?
Okay.
So please click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, as well as that you will receive SMS text message from Local Splash. And then from there, please go ahead and type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots.
All right, so I'm going to change this number. So
you can't
because
change.
This is ultimately what I've been having.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can't change the number. I have to change the number. So hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
So it does show the mobile phone is my business number. I
mean, uh-huh.
It looks like an editable field.
Yeah, you can't edit it, though. I have to edit from my end and resend. I have to resend the terms and conditions. What's the number?
I'm sorry, Amy. So, it's 608.
Uh-huh.
609.
Okay.
5543.
Okay. No problem. It'll be just a quick second here.
It's definitely why I'm having such a problem with this Grasshopper service.
I understand. No worries. We're going to take good care of it. Don't worry. We're going to go there. We're going to go here. We're going to drop down.
And then as you're doing that, when the number is being chosen, do I get to pick the number or at least get a selection of numbers?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Okay, you should have, I just said, click send. What's that?
Okay, give me. I was going to say, I worked quite a while to find one that was easily remembered. Here you go. So. All right, do you want me to refresh that same page, or what do I do?
Nope, there's a brand new link. It's coming over via email. It's going to say initial invoice. It's a brand new email.
Okay, so I clicked on that same link in the original email. I now see the updated number showing in the mobile phone area.
Okay. So that's the phone number that the text message. No, that's the phone. That's the correct one. So that's the phone number that the text messages from Local Splash will be coming to.
Yeah. And that's just from you. And then the idea is that as I get this new number, all the customer communication comes through that other number. That's right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So, yeah. Okay, that works for me. All right. Just you have my name spelled slightly wrong. So it's L-E-N-I-U-S. And in the form, you have it listed as U-I-S.
L-E-N-I-U-S?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the correct way.
The pretentious way to say it, it's like genius with an L.
Okay, we're going to go again. All right.
We'll get it at some point.
Yeah, we will. We will, yep. Okay. Once I resend it, you may be able to refresh it like that. That's like a new feature, I guess. They're always making improvements and stuff. But I've never been able for a client to just refresh the same link. I've always had to send a fresh link, but maybe you're able to refresh it and it sees there, and you can see it there.
Yep, and I can now see the name is updated and the new phone mobile number is still there, so we're good.
Perfect.
All right. All right, so now I'm on to a welcome to Local Splash. Page.
Okay, So it should have taken you to the client dashboard. So the phone number that is going to be, the username is going to be the phone number for the business ending in 1600. It's going to be 802-242-1600, and that's going to be no periods, dots, or dashes. Let me know when you're ready for the...
Will that be changed at 1.7? Or is this going to be permanent? Ultimately, what's happening now is that I'm going to be getting rid of that number, right? That number is going to go away. I know I could just use it as my username going forward, but you see what I'm saying? Like,
you want it off the account completely? I can have them take it off now. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. We may as well just do it right from the beginning.
Hold on.
Yeah, I apologize for the hassle, but like now that I'm getting a different phone number, it just makes sense to clean that number off 100%.
802-242-1600 off completely, please.
And you can just replace it with my 608 number.
Yeah. No. We're going to do that. Absolutely. I'm going to have my boss do it. So yeah, it's going to change it out. So what I would do is personally, you've been set a text that's going to have the password. It's all lowercase. It's web local. Don't sign in yet under this 802 number. So give it just a little bit. I'll send you a text once the number has been changed completely to let you know. And then you'll be signing in with the 608 number because it's going to default to that. Does that make sense?
Okay, I appreciate that. Yep, it does.
Okay.
And then you mentioned that I'd be able to contact you in the future. Does your email include like a direct line or is there just a general number I call back in on?
Yeah, so the general number is located within the email. It's also been located within the text messages that you've been sent. It's the 877 phone number. My direct extension is 224. So I just sent you a text as well. I sent you a text, so it should go in to the right number. And then with that, you can always just call in and ask for Amy. Now, when we call out for the client interview as well, please note that we're going to be calling from our 877 number.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So far, everything on my end is good. Do you have any further questions for me at the moment?
I do not. So then I guess the last item is I'm just waiting for you guys to update the username to my personal number. Is that right?
Correct. I just have to. It's just going to take a few minutes for them to get that done, and then once they get it done, I'll shoot you a text that says that it's all changed, so you can log in. Okay.
Perfect. And then once I get that, I use the temporary password. I log in. I'll probably set up a new password, and then I'm on hold with anything from my side until I hear from the client onboarding person Wednesday. Between noon and one, is that right?
If you want to be. You have the ability to upload photographs and information directly from the client dashboard. It's going to give you a notice. It's going to say, we're obviously check back in a few days as we haven't even, began the campaign yet for your company. But there is a spot right there on where you're able to upload the photographs of your work, your logo, also the LLC and the insurance. All these items, having them up preloaded is going to expedite the process for Google verification because we don't have to wait for you to send them in. We already have them. So that's something that you can do on your end to be a bit more efficient.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then, so this is the website. I'll have the dashboard. Is there an app or is that?
There is an app. They'll go over that during client onboarding. Yeah. Yeah, they'll go over that during client onboarding. Okay, let me see.
All right.
Okay, it's already done now, Andrew. You should be able to log in.
Fantastic. All right. So we're using the 608 number.
Uh-huh.
And
no dashes, periods, dots, or anything like that. And then the password is all lowercase, web local, all one word.
All right. And I am in.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Right?
Well, this is great. I really appreciate your help and, you know, taking the time to kind of answer my questions and walk through the process with me. You know,
hey, it's my pleasure. It's my absolute pleasure. I'm going to send you the 6-minute YouTube tutorial to your phone. And then, I'm also going to send you, if you don't mind, if you had a great experience with me, if you don't mind leaving me a 5-star review on our Google listing, that actually gets me a little extra kudos on my end.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking at some of the other reviews and I saw your name called out at least once and whatnot. So vote of confidence that other people thought you did a great job as well. So thank you.
Yeah, I went ahead and sent that over so we do get extra, kudos and accolades when we're able to successfully bring a client on that feels super comfortable and confident in the services and in our personal endeavors and the effort to make that happen, you know?
Definitely. No, I know how it works. It makes sense.
I appreciate you. And you can reach out to me anytime. If not, then I'll speak with you on Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. So you'll be part of the client onboarding call, is that right?
As long as I'm not on the phone, yes, I will be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent. The only time that I'm not available for those calls, we call it a warm handoff, is if I'm already on the phone with a client, like I am with you right now. Then I wouldn't be able to do any warm handoffs. But generally, I try to make myself available as long as I'm not on a long call. It's just a better service. Okay. It's like a white glove service, you know?
Yeah. It stops the cold call introduction, which I get that. So I guess one last question. So you mentioned I would upload photos. You're going to send me this video. That'll give me some, you know, kind of homework to do before I talk to the client onboarding person. But is there anything that I should have ready for them? Because you had mentioned like LLC, you know, having that documentation and whatnot. Is there anything that I could have preloaded to help speed along or streamline?
Yeah, you can upload all of that through the client dashboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you open it up and it says we are working on your account, please check back in 2 to 3 business days. If you want to add some photos, click here.
Got it.
You can click right there and that'll walk you through how to upload the photos.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
But that's what I was going to say. So beyond photos and my business documentation, is there anything else I should have ready or prepared for them? Or?
No. Mm-mm. Everything else should be good to go. Okay.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll get off the phone. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I guess I'll talk to you Wednesday.
I hope that you have a really great day, and I'll talk with you on Wednesday. Bye now.
Thank you as well.
Okay, bye-bye.